Hello and welcome back to the Confidence Club podcast. It's your host, Manel Briggs, and I'm so excited to be back. It's been a couple weeks. I've been quite preoccupied with YouTube, I'm not going to lie. I decided to start my YouTube channel about a month ago, and I've been having so much fun working on the videos, editing them, recording them, putting them all together, but it's definitely been taking a lot of my time, which I'm totally not mad about, but I feel bad because I feel like I neglected you. So we are back, and we are back with the next book talk episode. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm distracted by how good my room looks in the back. I did a mini room makeover. That's actually on my YouTube channel. I literally vlogged the whole process, like the decluttering and the organizing, the shopping for the things and keeping it under $100 and actually putting it together. And it turned out amazing, if I do say so myself. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today we're talking about books, specifically the books that I read in February. So if you're new to this mini series that I do on my podcast, I absolutely love to read. And I have been doing like the Goodreads reading challenges for the past couple of years, basically where you set a goal for how many books you want to read. The first year I did it, I wanted to read 100 books and I ended up reading about 112 or 113. The second year I did it, I wanted to read 200 books and I read 201. And the third time, this year, I set my goal back at 100 books because honestly, reading 200 books in a year was actually a lot of work. And it kind of started to take the fun out of reading because since I needed to be finishing books so quickly, I wasn't actually able to always pick the ones that I wanted to read because they were going to be too long or they're just going to take me too long to get through. So I read a lot of novellas, which if you listen to these episodes before, you know I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with those. But anyway, this year has been super nice because I feel like I can just read when I want to read. And of course, that makes me want to read more. This month, though, I was making the notes for this episode and I was like, oh, I guess it's going to be a short one because I only read 5 books. To be fair, I did decide to transition genres, though. I transitioned from the psychological thrillers to back to fantasy. And if you haven't read fantasy books, like it's very hard to find a fantasy book that is like less than 400 pages. So if you enter this genre, the books that you read are definitely going to probably take you longer than a normal book would. Even if you're a fast reader, it's still like 500, 600, 700 pages is a big book to get through. Anyway, I am not mad about though, and I can't wait to tell you what book I used to kickstart this. But before that, we have to start from the beginning of the month where I was wrapping up my psychological thriller chapter. I love these books, but I feel like I've read too many of them that, you know, when you start to consume a lot of this, like one type of content that like that is immediately where your brain goes. And I was just like, this is probably not a great idea to have psychological thriller type content be the thing that's at the forefront of my mind, you know? So I did read a couple books that I'm going to share with you, but then I was like, okay, it's time to put this on the back burner because this is consuming too much of your headspace. So the first book that I read was The Coworker by Freida McFadden. And I've talked about this in the past, how I love her books. Like she's one of my favorite psychological thriller authors. But this book was only 3 stars. And for context, typically her books are 4 or higher. So that was kind of a low one for her in coming from me. But I didn't really like any of the characters in this book. And to me, like, whether I like the characters is a really big indicator of whether I'm going to like the book. I either have to feel like I want to be them or like want to be with them or I want to be friends with them or I just like them in general. Didn't get that with any of the characters in this book, not one single one. So that was kind of a flop. The next book I read was The End of Her by Sherry Lapina. And I gave this book 3 stars, but considering that I had to go on Goodreads to look up what it was about because I literally completely forgot, is making me think that maybe I should lower the rating to like 2 because clearly it was irrelevant in my head if I forgot what the plot of the book was. Or it's just because I read so many that, you know, the plot starts to jumble together. But I looked it up again and I was like, yeah, I didn't really like that book. It was okay, but not my favorite. I, again, didn't really like any of the characters in that book, to be honest. So it just wasn't really exciting and I probably wouldn't read it again. No, I know I wouldn't read it again, and I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. And then I read An Unwanted Guest by Sherry Lapina, and there we go. We wrapped up the psychological thrillers with a 4-star book. This one was good. It had me on my toes the whole time. If you want to read a book that's not predictable, read this one. It's one of those books where there's a whole bunch of characters, so like basically they all go to like this resort in the woods. Of course it's in the woods. And so there's like different couples, and then there's people that went solo. So you kind of get to hear like a little bit of each kind of couple's story and everything like that. And then one by one, they start to hit the road, you know? So this was what interesting, because the whole time they're trying to figure out who's doing it. And the way that the author wrote the book is you have no idea. Like you'll be so convinced it's one person, and then something will happen. And it's like, well, I guess it's not them. So that was a really big win in my eyes. I love when books do this. And even when I got to the end, I was like, I literally could not have predicted that. And I don't know, maybe you could if you read it. Maybe this is just a me thing, but I couldn't. And I was reading the last couple chapters in complete awe, because I was like, wow, I literally didn't see that coming. And then, of course, I picked a book to read for my personal development. I have this habit where I read personal development every morning. And so because if I'm reading any other time of the day, it's most likely going to be a fiction book, I always try to make time in the morning to read a chapter or a couple pages of a personal development book, just to get my mindset in the right place to start the day. So I think that, like, moving forward, I'm going to pick one book to do that with for the month, because if I'm only reading a couple pages a day, then it will take me the month to get through it. But I feel like it's also nice because it really allows you to absorb what the book is saying. Personal development books, I feel like, aren't really one of those books that you're trying to read in like a sitting or something. Like, you have to really sit with the information, let it sink in, maybe journal on some of the things that it's talking about, that kind of thing. So my personal development book for February was 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think by Brianna Weist. And I've read this before, so this was a reread. And it's kind of interesting because I've talked about this on the podcast too, where sometimes you'll read a book and then rate it 5 stars, and then a year will go by or something, and you'll read it again, and you can't remember why you rated it 5 stars. It's when it's more of like a 4 or 3. So that kind of happened with this book for me. Right now it's sitting at more of a 4 stars. Now, this is one of the books that I always recommend the people in their 20s read. And even though I've now kind of like taken a star away, I wouldn't not recommend that. I think my kind of mistake was reading it like a book, but it's not really one of those books that you read like a book. It's more a book that you read as a guide. Somebody asked me about what it was about, and I described it as being a collection of self-reminders, advice on how to work through things, and mindset shifts. Each chapter / essay is 2 to 5 pages, so it's not read like a normal book, but more of a guide to go back to when you need. So I feel like that was my mistake, and it's kind of funny because I've literally read it before, so I don't know what I was thinking. But it is still a really good resource, I think, for your 20s to have. You can go back to, because there's certain chapters that talk about things that, depending on where you're at in your life or in your 20s, I mean, this could be, honestly, some of the stuff in there is like very relatable to any time of the year. Some of the essays are literally like da-da-da in your 20s. But I think depending on where you are, sometimes reading that one little passage, because like I said, it's less than 5 pages. Like most of the chapters are like 2 or 3 pages. So it's kind of one of those things you read when you need that reassurance or the reminder or the advice on what you're going through. So that would be my thoughts on that one. And then the final book I read this month that kickstarted me back into my fantasy era was Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. 5 stars. I had been seeing this all over TikTok. I guess it's like that book that everyone's talking about right now. I was like, okay, like, I'm going to read it. And I got it at the library, which was crazy, okay? Because we have this thing on our local library that's called the Rapid Read Shelf. So instead of being able to take out a book for 3 weeks and then renew it if you're not done, you can only take it out for 2 weeks and you can't renew it. So once the date is up, it's up. And that's kind of where all of, like, the new books, the new releases, or the popular ones get housed. And then, you know, you have to kind of just have your fingers crossed and hope that it's going to be there. And when I went, I looked it up and I was like, oh my gosh, like, it's actually there. And I found it on the shelf. So I immediately got it, took it home, and I started reading it. And my first thought was that it was reminding me of Divergent. If you've read the book, okay, and you've read the Divergent series, like, tell me if I'm wrong. I'm not. There's so many like little similarities that just made me feel like this could be a comfort book because of that. Like, I grew up reading the Divergent series. I've seen the movies. So for example, the society is split into quadrant. So they're basically in university for their like quadrant. So there's the writer's quadrant, there's the healer's quadrant, there's the scribe quadrant. And the main character ends up going to the writer's quadrant, which reminds me so much of Dauntless. And the main character reminds me of Triss. The main character's name is Violet, and she's kind of like weak because she was always supposed to be a scribe, which reminds me of Erudite, but they're like the writers and the ones that like record history. So she's not like the strongest person, kind of just like Triss when she started, like she wasn't either. But anyway, so she goes into there, and then there's the main guy, his name is Zayden. And I feel like if you're reading a fantasy book and the main guy's character starts with an X, you already know he's going to be hot. Like I don't make the rules, but it's just a fact. So he reminds me of Tobias. Not really, like he's not like has the same personality and everything like that, but like, I don't know, like if this was Divergent, like he would be Tobias. And then there's a character named Jack that reminded me so much of Peter. And that one actually, they actually did have a lot of similarities. And I don't like him though. But anyway, he reminded me of Peter. I don't like Peter either. It's like when I read ACOTAR for the first time and it was giving Beauty and the Beast vibes. This was giving like Divergent vibes. Anyway, I also, so like the mythical creature or whatever that's in this book is dragons, and the dragons can communicate with the writers, which as soon as that started happening in the book, I was like, this just elevated the whole book because why is this dragon like literally so funny? Not actually, but like he's just very like sarcastic and kind of like the way that you would want your brooding male character to be. So it's kind of funny that there's like two of them. Anyway, I loved it. I was a fan. I love Taryn. I love Zayden. Love Violet. And then I finished it today and I went to the okay, I wanted to get book two, Iron Flame. So I looked it up and they had it at the library this weekend, but I couldn't go to the library this weekend. So I was like, it's okay. I'll go first thing Monday. I go Monday and it's checked out and I look at when it's due back and I'm like, the person that got it literally just came out the weekend. Like, that could have been me. That could have been me. I finished Fourth Wing today, and the first thought was, I need the next book now. Because why did you end it like that? The ending made me go crazy. Like, I was just immediately like, I need the next book. I need the next book. And I've got to wait 2 weeks for it. Guys, this is not okay. In the meantime, I did do a poll on my Instagram story asking which book series I should start next. Because when I decided to re-enter my fantasy era, like I went to the library and I put a bunch of books on hold. I have the ACOTAR series, but I want to reread it, but I don't have all the other books yet because, you know, like if you can get it from the library, why would you not read it from the library first? And then if you know you're going to reread it, then buy it. I don't do that for all the books, but I do that for most of them. Anyway, I was like, okay, I'm just going to put a bunch of books that I want to read on hold because sometimes it takes weeks for you to get them, months. But in this case, I feel like they all came up like within a week. So now I have the first book of like four different series and I don't know which one to start first. I have The Cruel Prince. I have ACOTAR. I have From Blood and Ash. And now I have Throne of Glass. So I'm like, well, which series do I start? Based on the results of the poll, everybody said ACOTAR, but I also didn't mention that I have already read ACOTAR. So I probably should have done that because maybe people would have voted differently knowing that I'd already read it. But I think I am going to go with that series just because I do have the whole series. Because as soon as I can get Iron Flame, I want to read that one next. I don't really like, you know, starting a series and then not being able to finish it for a while. So I wanted a series that I could read kind of in that in-between time. And I don't have the rest of the other three series yet. So I feel like it would probably be better for me to read ACOTAR, even though I feel like I could probably read the Cruel Prince series in 2 weeks easily. ACOTAR is a little bit longer because that last like 750-page book. But we will see. I think I'm going to start ACOTAR tonight. So stay tuned. I'll post it on my Instagram story and you can see. And you'll hear about it all in the next episode. But I think we're going to end it off there. I'm very excited about re-entering my fantasy era. If you have any book recommendations, please let me know. I'm always looking for some. And I'm so excited. And I can't wait to share my thoughts and reviews with you in the next book episode, which will be coming at the end of next month. But that is all for now. And happy reading. I will chat with you soon. Bye.